This is JRS News coming up. Inaugural Gaming Industry Summit set for May 29. NYS to implement entrepreneurship program and Caribbean Examinations Council launches 5 new subjects. The news in detail after this message.
Be a part of Labor Day 2014. Find a project and volunteer. Take a stand. Beautify our land. Register your projects now with Parish Councils, Social Development Commission, and the JCDC. Call 978-7654, extension 5135, or email laborday2014@myc.gov.jm.
Now the news. The National Youth Service, the NYS, is to spend $20 million towards the implementation of its entrepreneurship program. Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna says the program will facilitate training of over 200 youngsters who have the desire, drive, and ideas to start sustainable businesses which will create jobs.
Included in the training program will be coaching in business plan development and how to develop and present credible and effective business financing proposals.
Minister Hanna says the program will initially be available in select parishes. However, the NYS is moving to ensure youth from across the island will have access to the training. Experts and key stakeholders from the gaming, betting, casino, horse racing and lotteries sector will gather at the Jamaica Conference Center May 29 for the inaugural Gaming Industry Summit. The summit is being organized by the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission, the BGLC, with an overarching goal of educating stakeholders about coming changes for Jamaica's gaming industry. Chairman of the BGLC, Gary Peart, says the summit will also facilitate discussions on the way forward for the industry.
There have been significant amendments, and we want to use the summit as an avenue to expose the stakeholders, which includes the people within the industry, the public at large. There are certain questions that people have always had to ask about the future of horse racing. Those are questions that will be answered. Where are we with casino? What's the expectation? The changes that were spoken about, sports betting, mobile, text betting, and the future, which is internet.
Mr. Peart was speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. The Gaming Industry Summit gets underway at 9 a.m. and is open to members of the public. In the meantime, the upcoming Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Summit will help to sensitize Jamaicans about recent amendments to the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Act. Director of Legal Services at the BGLC, Amina McNoon, says it's important that the legislation remains current in keeping with developments in the industry in which it operates.
The amendments will enable new business models in the industry, such as the expansion of sports betting outlets, lottery outlets. It will also strengthen the regulatory functions of the Commission through the imposition of a fixed penalty system, which is similar to a road traffic ticket system. That is to enable the Commission to address either rogue operators or licensees that don't fully comply with the terms and conditions of their license.
Mrs. McNoon was speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. She adds that changes to the legislation will enable the BGLC to better carry out its regulatory functions and ensure stakeholders are protected. And physical education and sport has been officially included as a subject option for students who will sit the Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Examination CAPE next year. The subject was launched during a special ceremony organized by the Caribbean Examinations Council CXC in Kingston Tuesday. With this launch, the CXC concludes the official inclusion of 5 new generation subjects into the CAPE curriculum. The remaining subjects, agricultural science, entrepreneurship, performing arts, and tourism, were launched individually at ceremonies in other Caribbean territories early this month. Teaching of the subjects will begin this September, with the first set of examinations to take place in May or June 2015. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites has commended CXC for introducing the 5 subjects.
The intervention is timely because the economic situation in Jamaica and the region dictate that much more weight must be given to acquiring those skills which will attract investors and equip our young people to work and thrive in the region and anywhere in the world.
Mr. Thwaites adds that the introduction of the subjects is in keeping with the ministry's objective of placing greater emphasis on technical and vocational training at the secondary level. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.